Obedience to God. The Word of God teaches us that wives should submit to the authority of their husbands, just as husbands should submit to Christ. Much has been written and more discussed how this plays out day to day. Is there ever a time when wives shouldn't be obedient to their husbands? This is one of the hardest questions we face as Christian women. In 1 Samuel 25, we meet Abigail, the wife of Nabal. She was intelligent, discerning, and beautiful, and a foil for her husband, whose name means fool. King David and his men protected the flocks of Nabal, but Nabal wasn't appropriately appreciative. In fact, he rebuffed David's men when they came for a visit. Abigail saw what happened and knew that her husband and the entire household would be killed when word got back to David. Abigail took it upon herself to prepare a peace offering and to make amends. John MacArthur, in the ESV Study Bible, says, "Knowing the Lord's choice of David, Abigail recognized the consequences. By her actions, she chose to obey God rather than man, as a wife may sometimes need to do." In Acts 5:29, we hear Peter and the apostles answering the high priest's accusations with, "We must obey God rather than men." Abigail disobeyed her husband when his actions were not motivated by God, but by his own humanness. How should modern women respond if faced with a similar situation? They should ask for God's guidance. It may not be a time for blind obedience, but a dialogue with God about His will. Blessings that you will first consult with God in all your words and actions, and trust Him for guidance. Blessings, Agatha.